welcome to Off Plan and Investments Unplugged 2, a brand new segment of our podcast where we answer your frequently asked investment questions. Welcome back to Off Plan and Investments Unplugged 2. I'm Simon Baker and joined again by Rennie Sanger to answer all of your off-plan investment questions. Today, the question is choosing the right developer for your first property investment. We've probably covered a bit about developers in the past in these videos, Rennie. That's obviously an important one. You know, your first off-plan purchase.
Yeah.
What would be your main considerations?
Reputation. I think that has to be 101. I think the first rule of investment probably should be just kind of not losing any of your hard-earned cash, right?
So, everyone works very hard for it.
Exactly, right? So I think slow and steady is sometimes the best way. So I think whilst there's a lot of attractive offers by maybe more newer developers coming into the market, and that's not to kind of downplay their own pedigree or what their ambition's like, but personally, if you're to ask me, I'd go with the big trusted brands. Maybe pay a little bit more and understand that I'm paying a bit more, but like with most things, hopefully that means you're getting assurances in terms of they're going to finish. It's going to be great quality. And the maintenance of it. A big one that gets often overlooked is sometimes just the support element after you've purchased, you know, just maintenance. Maybe something like for example, I know it's a very easy one to look at, but like the Email One app, right? It's just so easy from a landlord's perspective or tenant or someone, just to have everything in one place, one very easy user interface to get everything done. Whereas sometimes you hear about stories where people have purchased from perhaps developers that don't share the same pedigree and then really struggle for kind of customer support after purchasing. And I think it's not sometimes worth the headache.
I think that you're completely right. I think email's got a very, very strong reputation, probably the strongest of any developer for the last 20 years. For communities, it's obviously, we talk about it so much, probably gets boring. But also, in terms of that management, so email community management, ECM, and they do a very good job. So you go to some of these older communities, and that's probably testament to email and to...
For sure.
And to that community management, the fact that you can go to the Springs, which was, you could buy a townhouse in Springs, I think they're about 480,000 dirhams originally, the starting price, would you believe?
Crazy,
so about £100,000, and that was about 20 years ago, and to be fair, as a good example, those properties, even though the property's not amazingly well built, not amazingly well finished, the community today still attracts a huge premium because it's managed very well in terms of security and, green parks and swimming pools that get retiled every now and then, and, shops and all these things.
And I think the true testament to that is people, they're very high transacting areas even today, some 20 years on.
Yeah.
And that's because, yes, you can internally change the cosmetics of a lot of these properties, but it is that maintenance and the management side of things that, it's worth its weight in gold, if you ask me. So I think to answer your question, the pedigree of the developer, and there are some other developers that have been kind of born out of the likes of EMA, and that's kind of alluding to Ellington Properties, and that's kind of almost like not a spin-off, so to speak, but kind of born out of EMA, if you like, who also have great pedigree in the market now, right? And they've actually delivered a good handful of projects, a great name behind who the founder is. Plus, a big one for me that kind of derives from that is actually seeing a developer that has a show home. I think in the buoyant market that we're in now, there's very few show apartments or show villas to actually see.
Sure.
That's partially because a lot of these launches come and go on day one.
Yeah.
So developers probably don't take the time, they don't see the need for it. But I think having something a bit more tangible, particularly when you're buying sand in the desert, so to speak, is definitely worth going to see and, get a feel and touch of what you can expect.
No, definitely. And I think also when it is your first property investment, you want to make sure that you start on the right track and first rung of the ladder, all that high idea. And the reality is, some people might be listening and saying, well, that's great, Rennie, but email's 80 or 90% during construction. So if you're off plan, it may well be out of range for a lot of people. And I think the slippery slope you can get to with buying certainly off plan as a first time buyer, as a first time investment, is that you can see all the really attractive payment plans and the pay 1% for the rest of your life and all this kind of stuff, isn't it? That you could, and it could look like, hang on a second, I can't really afford the email. Yeah. I'm just going to go with the best payment plan. As we know, as we've probably just proved, email, sometimes the best property might be the worst payment plan.
Yeah, of course. And sometimes that's, you'd like to think that sometimes that is just kind of resonant in terms of you, like with most things in life, right? If you want to pay for the best things, they're unfortunate. It's like Louis Vuitton is never on sale, right?
Yeah.
You'll never find it with a flash sale like you'll see at Balmain, right?
Yeah.
But It's just because that is the value. That's the value proposition. If you want the best, you pay for it.
If you want
longevity.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it does... Look, I do completely appreciate that everybody has their own kind of price-sensitive budget and you got to buy within your means. But sometimes that might mean don't buy at all. You know, if it means...
Or even potentially, I hate to say it, as someone, you know, it's just two guys you're working off buying a love off plan for a long, long time in Dubai. But the reality is they might be better off buying a resale that's ready.
Agreed.
And in which case, there are a lot of cases where, you know, the agent should actually, but it's not probably advising, not mis-selling you and telling you to go and buy something that's, you know, 1% every month. It might, you know, for worst case, never get built or get very delayed. You may well be better off buying a better property that's existing, whether it's 1 or 2 years old or 20 years old in the Springs case, and actually going to get in mortgage up to 80%, you know, with a friendly mortgage broker can help you and buy ready something with some real estate. And that, and I don't think that's necessarily bad advice. And I think maybe potentially for you know, a lot of clients should probably hear that and say, actually, do you know what, that's probably the better route to go rather than buying something off plan that you won't be getting an income from and you might struggle to make payments with potentially.
100%. I couldn't agree more. I think the more you start to look at all the different offerings in the market, and yes, there's probably in today's market with it being quite booming, there's no shortage of new, you know, off-plan projects, and each developer trying to compete with each other, especially the new ones, for the best payment plan and post handovers and, you know, all these little fancy waivers and so on and so forth. But again, for me personally, it sounds kind of almost ridiculous, but it is just making sure that, you know, you're spending a hell of a lot of money, you know. Yeah. It's just, why would you kind of go for the glitz and glamour of a fancy payment plan where sometimes something is so obvious that is definitely the solid investment. If you can afford it, great. If not, like you said, maybe explore slightly different alternatives.
I think you should definitely weigh up both options. Yeah. You? Obviously, you know, you don't, with the older properties, you maybe don't get the latest in finishing and latest in design and technology and quality of construction and all this kind of stuff. However, if it might be the safer, more boring option, then potentially that's the resale route. And we do obviously, there are lots of other developers, so it's not just your emails at 80, 90% during construction. There's plenty of really good developers that, you know, some like for the likes of Expo, you've got 5-year post handover, for example, which is almost in a mortgage in itself if you can afford the payments. And the other ones that are sort of 40 or 30, even 30% and, you know, 60 or 70% during on completion. So I do think there's so many different options. It is a bit of a minefield. We've gone full circle there and just confused ourselves. But at some point, you need someone who's got their feet on the ground ready to help you out. You know, if you're really transparent, I think as a customer, if you're really transparent about your situation, or if you're, you know, if your agent's good enough to understand your exact situation, then they should be able to come back to you with, you know, with what's genuinely the best in terms of for that specific customer's needs, rather than just what's best for the broker, because that's what they're selling at the time.
Absolutely. And I think, again, kind of going back to the visual questions, and, you know, how do you choose which developer? Sometimes, again, like with most of these things, it kind of comes back to the individual client's requirements.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it is capital appreciation, it might be one developer over the other, right? Because it could be that particular location or that particular developer increases their prices during the kind of sale process, where if you bought at phase one, so to speak, you're benefiting from the most capital appreciation. Now, if that's your goal, to flip upon handover, you're going to obviously benefit from the highest margin. So, like with most things, right, it's just understanding your individual requirements, then we're in a position to best advise.
And obviously, there are a lot of options, a lot of different locations.
Yes, indeed.
And it can be a bit of a minefield. So, I think it's very important, as you said, and then within a location, hopefully, there'll be a couple of different developers, and we can, you know, you can give the plus and minuses of each of those, and hopefully someone can make an informed decision, which I think is the most important thing.
That's the one.
Thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got questions for our next episodes, leave a comment or drop us a message on social media. Find the links in the show notes below.